The memory verse from the Psalms is Psalm 79:13. So we, thy people and the sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. In preparation for worship this morning, our verse talks about us, we the people, the sheep of his pasture, doing two things. It talks about us giving thanks and giving praise to him. The English word thanks, you know, just thanks, Lord, isn't enough. It's not strong enough. The Hebrew word is exciting. It's the word yada, and it means to use, to throw out the hand, to extend the hand to. Giving thanks, it's something that we do. It's physical. It's to make confession with our mouth, but exuberantly make expression with our mouth. You have things this week that happened to you that you can be exuberant in thanking God for. If you can't think of anything, just think of your salvation. That's good enough, isn't it, huh? That does it. His blood for you covers all of your sins. Amen. And it says we're to do that forever. We're going to thank him forever. How long is forever? The Hebrew word is olam, and it means to the vanishing point. For eternity, always, perpetual. Aren't those words rich? Huh? Better than just forever? I love it. I love it when we take those words and we look into them. The Word of God is so rich for us. How long will you praise him?
Forever.
To the vanishing point, huh? Amen. And it show forth means to score a mark. Hallelujah. I'm gonna praise you so much, Lord, that it scores a mark. That you can mark it in your book. Woo, yeah, I got a score from her today. Amen. It means to celebrate, to recount, showing forth his praise. And the word praise this morning in the psalm, again, the word praise is translated many different ways. In English, it all says praise, but in the Hebrew, there are several different definitions for praise. This is the word tehillah this morning. It means laudation or a hymn, but it comes from the Hebrew word hallel, and that means to be clear, to shine, to show. Oh boy, now you're getting scary. Don't go any further, Pastor Sherry. This is too much. To boast, to be clamorously foolish. We could almost do anything if we had chandeliers, we could hang from them this morning. This gives us liberty to do that. It means to rave. When was the last time you raved in praise to God? Amen. To boast, to celebrate, to commend. It even means, it goes as far as to say to be mad. Woo! Whoa! We do that about other things, about football games, about all kinds of other things, but we get to do that this morning about God. Let's stand, let's say this together, and then let's go into worship with force this morning. So we, thy people, the sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. So all of us that are old can really praise this morning, and we'll show the children among us that this is what it's all about.